One poignant part of the day was after the program was over, and we had tried to make an occasion out of this by purchasing beer and wine for the group to go with the lunch that Edwin had provided. And after lunch was over, one of the young blacks, about 25 years old, from a resort called area called Alexandria, which is at Alexandria, which is one of the smaller Soweto type areas and probably one of the oldest and one of the breeding grounds actually for Soweto, he said. Anyway, he came up to Teresa in a quiet way and began asking some questions and some help. He apparently wanted some consultation. make a long story short, one of his problems was he was a fellow of about 25, I think he said, and he had counselees who were 26 or 27. These were still in secondary school, and we asked him why, and he said, well, when the Soweto riots took place, school stopped. And when several years later, when school started, these same youth who now are adults were encouraged or even, for a number of reasons, pressured to take up school again. One of the pressures is that without the school matriculation certificate or graduation diploma, it's difficult for them to get work. So at any rate, he has counselees who are 26